Now, we'd like you to kindly turn tonight to the book of Revelation, chapter 19, the 19th chapter, and we shall just, for our purpose this evening, read from verse 6, verse number 6. Revelation 19, and verse number 6. And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice, and give honour to him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness or righteousnesses of saints. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not, I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Now we do look to God again to bless this precious portion of his word and to give the much needed help. Revelation chapter 19 is a tremendous prophetic chapter, isn't it? In verses 1 to 10, we have a heavenly scene. There's no doubt about that. And in the second half of the chapter, from verse 11 to the end, we have an earthly scene. We have the prophetic vision of the second advent in glory, majesty, and power to the earth of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's very important to see the different scenes in Revelation chapter 19. The first half of the chapter, then, it's a heavenly scene. The second half of the chapter, it's an earthly scene. In verses 1 to 10, we have the marriage of the Lamb and the marriage supper of the Lamb. In the second half of the chapter, very solemnly, we have the marriage supper, or rather the supper of the great God. So we have the marriage supper, verses 1 to 10, and from verse 11 to the end, we have the supper of the great God. Two distinguishing scenes, one very sweet and very blessed, the other exceedingly serious and solemn indeed. Then again, in verses 1 to 10, we are introduced to a bride.